Hey everyone, welcome back to another 31 minute podcast. This is a solo podcast today. The bonsai and the fig tree. I think this is a great lesson for life in this. And you know, a bonsai is nothing more than any tree can be a bonsai, a miniature tree. And the way it stays small is you make the environment restricted and limited. So you put it in a, when it gets to a size of the bonsai that you want, then you put it in a pot that's small. You trim the roots. It's called rooting. You trim the roots, keep the pot small, trim the branches, and you train the tree to stay small. A fig tree is one of the biggest, most beautiful trees you'll see. You know, when you go to the park and you, when you're a kid and you see those massive trees and all you want to do is climb it, and it's got those huge trunks and you can sort of walk in, and in the trunk it's like a cave almost, it's so big, and they just look like they tell a story. That can be the same tree as the 1 foot bonsai. The most majestic tree you can see in the park that is captivating and awe-inspiring and just magical is the same tree that doesn't grow, that's trained to stay small. And life can be like that. You can choose to stay small, or you can be the most magical version of yourself, just like the fig in the park that stays there for 100, 200, 300 years and looks amazing. Just the energy of what it is captivating. Your life should be like that. So your environment can train you to stay small, to think little, to just go through the day and do just enough, to have limited financial capacity because you're hanging around people that's how they think, that's what they do, that's the habits that they have. When as soon as you step out of that and broaden your view that, hey, life isn't just this small pot I've put myself in and train my mind to be the 1 foot version of myself. It's unlimited. It is completely full of expansion. But what's that going to take? Are you prepared and be brave enough? Because it does take some bravery to withdraw from the environment that you've been in to say, I'm really going to go for it. I'm going to put myself in a new pot. Actually, no pot. I'm going to put myself in the ground and let my roots spread to create such a firm foundation. And that's like your habits. That's your new routines. That's your new focus. That's your new vision board. That's your new self-talk. The story that you're telling yourself. Just like the pot. The story that you're telling yourself that you are unlimited. You do have massive opportunities. You can push yourself harder than you are. You can say no to things that aren't serving you. You can say no more drinking, no more drugs, no more partying, no more hanging with some negative friends or limited friends who really aren't cheering me on when the better I get. They want you to stay where they are so they feel better. You can break out of all of this. Break out of the bonsai pattern where you are just making ends meet every week. Go for real financial security, abundance. Why can't you earn $100,000 a month? Why can't you? Who's earning $100,000 a month that you need to surround yourself with? Their energy. What got them there? $200,000 a month. Absolute financial freedom. What habits do they have? Who do you need to become to not just financially be free, energetically free? The best version, the most optimum version of yourself, what does that even look like? What's possible? Because each day you're training your mind, you're training yourself to either reach for the stars, push yourself a little bit harder, stay in your little box, in a little pot that you used to, and be the bonsai. Nothing wrong with the bonsai. They look pretty. Very limited, though. Does the bonsai fig tree even know what the huge one in the park looks like? Probably not. Probably not. Has no idea, because it's just used to its surroundings. Used to being like that. I'm used to being 1 foot tall. I'm used to having my roots trimmed, told I'm not good enough, think I'm not good enough. Used to having not much financial ability, working in a job I don't really like, feeling pretty average when I get up tomorrow, having resentment around what I'm doing, the life that I've got, the partner that I have, the person that I am. Not much self-love, not much excitement. How on earth are you supposed to succeed with that going on? So what is possible for you? Are you thinking big enough? Are you thinking in a way that's inspiring you? Regardless of when it happens, do you have a vision for your life? Do you have a vision book with some pictures of what you want your life to be? Because if you're not aiming at something that's exciting you beyond all measure, like what are you shooting at? Do you actually even know what you're shooting at? What sort of home do you want to live in? What sort of income do you want? What sort of fitness levels do you want? What weight do you want to be? Who do you want to be hanging around? Like, who do you want to meet? Do you want to meet Tony Robbins one day? Do you want to meet anybody, anyone, you know? Who do you want to be eventually in the same circles as? Lionel Richie, I love Lionel Richie. Love to meet him one day. Why not? Who knows what will happen? You become that person, you might just get their attention one day. Mark Burris sent me a message the other day and said, would I like to come on the podcast? I'd love to meet Mark Burris one day. I met John McGrath, changed my life. Hang around John McGrath. Every time I hang around John McGrath, it expands my mind. Imagine having 10 people in your life like John. When I have a big win, he's one of the first people to call me. Matty, great sale. Phenomenal. How you doing? How can I help you? The people that pull you down, that want you to continue on a path that doesn't serve you, negative, habits that aren't really healthy. Come on, come out with us on Friday night. Come out with us. Just come on. Let us some steam. They don't care about the cost of Saturday and Sunday, my frequency, my energy. Johnny McGrath's like, what are we on to next? How good can we get? How awesome can business become? What can I do to help you? Anything. Just let me know. I'll do it. He's one of the busiest people that I know, and he's always there saying, what more can we do to get you to be the person you want to become? Love it. That's the sort of person that isn't in a bonsai pot. Abundance, energy, service, unlimited potential. You know, you're on this earth for a period of time. And I'm convinced that every person on earth is here to learn lessons and expand. You've been given a gift. You've got to find out what that is. I think my gift is consistency and discipline. I think that's what my gift is. Because I will just do it and do it and do it exactly like the turtle in the race. I don't want to be the rabbit. I don't want to be the rabbit that runs and sprints. I'm like the turtle. I'll get on the treadmill. I'll make a prospecting call. I'll get in the gym. I'll do that one after the other, and I'll stick at it. I think that's my gift. But what I've learned is that gift is my springboard to success if I use it. So if someone said to me, you can't be consistent today. You've got to do this over here or this over here. They're trying to trim my roots. They're trying to train me to be in a little pot and not use my greatest gift. You have a gift. Even the gift of life is amazing. What are you going to do with it? Who do you want to become? What do you need to do tomorrow to just move yourself one step closer to meeting a John McGrath, a Mark Burris, a Tony Robbins? Because once you get near these people, your frequency changes because you're in their world now. But even if you can't meet them, you can watch videos every day of them. You can listen to podcasts of them every day. You can read their books. I read John McGrath's book, 20 times. Look what I am now. I'm a business partner of John's in the largest McGrath franchise in his company. He just bought a chunk of our franchise. Who would have even thought that 20 years ago? But it took one step closer to being the best version of me to attract someone like John, to attract someone like Mark. I haven't met Mark yet, but I'm sure I will at some point in time. What do you want to do? What are you willing to give up to bust out of this pot of limited thought, limited opportunity, training yourself to be a one-foot bonsai? Why? To be safe, to be comfortable? When you're a fig tree that can grow 40 foot tall and be one of the most majestic trees in the forest that's captivatingly awesome, what a missed opportunity if you stay in the pot. What are you prepared to do today to move one step closer to the most awesome version of yourself? Because that's all that matters. Maybe step over that little bit of fear into the bravery section and just go for it. Stop that limiting self-talk, that limiting belief in your mind that you aren't good enough, because you are. You just got to apply yourself. And when you apply yourself and push yourself every day, you build confidence. You build a little bit of self-esteem. And then your energy and your frequency changes just a little bit. Do that enough. Do it 365 times a year, no days off. You get 12 months down the track, you'll be a completely different person. Who you are, what you think, what you eat, what you do, all these habits add up. Compounding, one of the wealthiest people that I know, Gary Teake, he's amazing. His lessons of building wealth, spend less than you earn, buy one home and pay it off, then you're secure, and learn about compounding. They're his three top tips. One of my dearest people I look at in life. I call him a friend, love him. Hope he calls me a friend. Attracted him into my life. Think about it. What's your compounding effect every day that's going to build the best version of you and your future? Because you're attracting your future based on who you are. You can't keep seesawing emotional unsteadiness, habits that don't serve you, drinking, binge drinking up and down. You're just seesawing your energy. You're seesawing your frequency. You're almost putting yourself in a pot and just staying within that. But imagine you said today, I'm going to start going for it, really going for it, pushing myself. When I'm on the Stairmaster, push yourself another minute or two. When I'm at work, push yourself another minute or two of prospecting. Push yourself, push yourself, push yourself, push yourself, push yourself, push yourself, push yourself over the next 12 months. Do the things that scare you most. Do them. Roll up your sleeves and say, I'm just doing it. I don't care what people think. I'm doing it. Whatever the outcome is, I'm giving it a crack, because life is not waiting for you. It's moving. How fast are you going to move with it? If you did that over and over again, move away from some of the people that aren't your true cheerleaders. You know who they are. Move away from them. What's your energy clear up? And now, not one day let yourself off pushing yourself a little bit further than you actually wanted to. Just a little bit. Stick to a routine that's going to be the routine of a winner every day. Say no to the stuff that doesn't belong in there. Don't go for the impulse of comfort. Go for the price of success. Go for the choice that's a little bit harder right now, but it'll serve you down the track. Do that enough and do that enough, and you'll have so much magical momentum, so much phenomenal flow, that you will become a force to be reckoned with. Your world will change. It'll be completely different. You'll see it in a month. You'll notice it in 6 months, and you will experience it in 12 months. Then do it for a decade. And you just never know. The person that you set out to want to meet one day, because they're where you want to be, and they just might come right into your world and say, "Hi, I think you're awesome."